telehealth visits where patients are meeting with their doctors online through video conferencing. What kinds of appointments work in a televisit versus what do you really need to be in the office to see your doctor for?
It really is up to the professional to determine what is appropriate and what isn't. I specifically say providers because it isn't just for physicians, nutritionists, rehab therapists, nurses. We even had a chaplain use telehealth. Definitely anything that needs hands-on. Definitely anything that requires some sort of testing. Telehealth shouldn't be used for emergencies. If you're a cardiac patient and you feel that you're having an emergency, you'd always want to go to the ER or an urgent care center first. Where telehealth shines is it augments that. So if you are a cardiac patient and you're just not feeling well, then you can use telehealth to connect to your physician who can guide you on whether or not your medication may need to be changed or your dosage needs to be changed, or if you need to go into the ER, just into the office.
What are some of those best practices for telehealth?
We really had to look at where can we best use the telehealth technology to meet the needs of our patients? How do we educate these patients now who were so used to going in the office for all these years, now having to do everything virtually, and they may not have known what telehealth was? As we open up, we're instructing our providers, if your patient does not need to be in the office, try to see them through telehealth as much as possible. That reduces exposure. Surgeries are starting to come up again because family members can't come in as a visitor with the patient. We are going to connect with them through telehealth before the surgery and after the surgery to give them updates.
I myself recently had a telehealth doctor visit, and without my health insurance retroactively going back to reprocess claims because of the pandemic, my cost would have jumped from $25 to more than $400 for one visit. And I guess I just wonder, why are some virtual visits more expensive for patients?
I don't know of that specific example where it would be more money. However, it shouldn't be any more expensive than as if you're paying for it through insurance.
What should patients do if they find themselves getting charged a strange rate for a virtual visit during this pandemic?
Patients who are unsure on whether or not their insurance covers it, they really need to reach out to their insurance company. All insurance companies have their own internal regulations regarding telehealth and reimbursement for telehealth. It's something that many, many other states are doing and mandating reimbursement. There's no reason why we couldn't do it here in Florida. And quite frankly, it's still surprises me that it isn't a mandate. But with that being said, it really is something that the patient would need to reach out to their insurer for.
How is your day-to-day working in telehealth different right now during the pandemic?
What did change is how quickly we implement programs, what types of technology we use, and really thinking out of the box with our clinicians. Not too long ago, we had an elderly couple, a wife and a husband, who were both in isolation, and we used telehealth technology to bring them together during their last hours. It was really a sad story, but something that I'm really proud to be able to have provided to them during that time of need. But those who were in isolation and getting better, they also couldn't have family members visit them. So we had to, and we did, implement a service where we were able to bring in friends, family members, just bring in that love to the patient who was struggling in that room.